Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang. Welcome to another episode of Grace, Grit, and Glow. Thank you very much for joining me today. This is your host, Nikki Tang. And as a beautypreneur, it is my desire to be able to give back by way of this podcast. I really want to connect with everybody, encourage convergence of like-minded individuals, and learn from each other through our different journeys. As humans, we are social beings. There's no denying about that. Our sense of belonging and connections allowed us to thrive, don't you think? As Aristotle said, man is by nature a social animal. An individual who is unsocial naturally and not accidentally is either beneath our notice or more than human. Society is something that precedes the individual. Quite a heavy description of a human, but all of those words can be simply summarized to man cannot live alone. Do you agree? For this episode, I will be talking about gatherings, rediscovering in-person connections. Who is not among us was greatly impacted when the pandemic hit. I am sure, in one way or another, we all experience how sad it is not to see those we love, our friends, family, colleagues, and even strangers. We have come to realize just how much we need and crave to connect in person. Our saving grace was the internet. Thanks to technology, the availability of various virtual means of communication has been a lifeline when in-person interaction is not possible. However, as we already know by now, nothing, and I mean it, virtual communications cannot meet the human need for a hug, a squeeze on the shoulder, or a handshake. Touch is far more profound than we realize. Do you agree with me that we can not only identify love, gratitude, and compassion from touches, but can differentiate between distinct kinds of touch? To touch is to give life. So what are the benefits of human touch? The benefit of human touch begins when we are born. I'm sure you have seen in hospitals or in movies, mothers with preterm babies having sessions of touch therapy each day for their babies. Undeniably, touch fulfills the basic human need for emotional, mental, and physical benefits. The benefits of physical touch and the biological stimulation that comes with it go beyond social bonding and can manifest positively in your mental and physical health. Human touch inspires positive thinking and inspires trust. Have you noticed that when children are frightened by the sound of thunder and lightning, they are calm when hugged by their mothers? It gives them a feeling of security. It is a feel-good hormone that does that. During a good hug, the cuddle hormone called oxytocin is released. Emotionally, touching helps make people feel safer and more secure with each other. It is always easier to inspire when you can be seen and touched, when you're there to give a pat on the shoulder, shake a hand, or cheer with a team. I am telling you this because this is based on my personal key factors for inspiring leadership over the last 20 years. I have always believed in promoting trust rather than control. Another benefit of touch is relieving anxiety and stress. Personally, this is my go-to app when I'm feeling stressed. I am sure that you have noticed that when you go to a spa and have a full body massage you feel relaxed, right? There is a scientific reason for that, because they say that physical touch increases dopamine and serotonin, two of the neurotransmitters that regulate your mood and relieve stress and anxiety. In traditional Chinese, reflexology is very common. Coming from a Chinese lineage, I am very much aware of this practice. For example, applying pressure points in the portion of the hand below the fingers would benefit the lungs, breast, and the heart. The theory of the vital energy called qi or qi in Chinese flows to the corresponding parts of the body and brings the individual back into the balance so that the body can heal itself. Do you recall being held often and cuddled as a child? What was the touching culture in your home like growing up? I am posing these questions because I believe that the influences that we have growing up is a major factor in how we are in the present. An enriching and stimulating home environment fosters healthy growth emotionally and physically, thus creating a strong bond in relationships. When it comes to women, there is even more of a need for this in-person connection. From a young age, we are already into nurturing connections and friendships. I remember on my first day of school, I would seek out girlfriends who can accompany me during breaks or going to the library. Would you believe that I still maintain a strong bond with my classmates in my early schooling? As women, we tend to have a better understanding of the importance of connecting with people, forming relationships, and nurturing these bonds as we progress through the different stages of life. As women, we need female connection. Women in our tribe are the pillars on which we often rely, laugh with, cry with, celebrate with, seek advice from, and share stories. These are the women that we share deep conversations about all walks of life and feel seen, heard, understood. In order to remain physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy, it is crucial to cherish and nurture these connections. This is the main reason why I created a community on Facebook called Beauty and Beyond with Beautypreneur Nikki Tang. This is a place for next generation women leaders who want to spread impact, influence, and authenticity. If you're feeling a need and desire to connect with the like-minded women in a safe, supportive, healthy, and fun environment, join my tribe to be well ahead of the insights and share what it is to be a woman with self-esteem, self-growth, and self-care. The community is a safe place for female expression and a celebration of womanhood. Whether in your entrepreneurial ambitions, lifestyle vision, or in developing your leadership skills. If you haven't joined yet, I will provide a link in the show notes for you to join. Just make sure you answer the pre-membership questions when you request to join my community. See you there! As we step into a new post-pandemic world, we know one thing for sure. Women need women. While men's network is focused on short-term needs, women are focused on long-term relationships or friendships. My personal experience with friendships and connections with other women is that they are my source of emotional support, encouragement, and guidance, especially during difficult times. It is not an understatement that having a strong network of supportive relationships, including relationships with other women, can contribute to women's well-being and success in various areas of life, including career advancement, mental health, and overall life satisfaction. In addition, women's social networks can provide a sense of belonging and community as we cheerlead one another through life. We are there with open ears and open arms, no matter the circumstance. Overall, having a support system of women can be a valuable resource for women in navigating the challenges of life. And it is important to prioritize and cultivate these relationships. I remember that when I had bouts of lows in my emotions due to some petty misunderstanding and I needed a shoulder to cry on, I always reach out to close female friends just to open up with my feelings, and after that, I felt calm. I felt that with my friends, there is no judgment. People who knew me, who shared interests, or cared in ways that were different from my family, know that I'm a very sociable person. It's very easy for me to miss friends or casual acquaintances at the gym or afternoon tea. People can get very lonely at times, and loneliness occurs when there's a craving for genuine human connection. During an authentic human connection, you feel seen, understood, and valued. And this is very true for me by experience. But what about the other way around, when you feel you are alone? What does it mean to be alone and lonely? How do we cope with loneliness? The word lonely comes from the root word lone, but it does not necessarily mean you are alone. How many of you are surrounded by people yet you feel terribly alone? Has this occurred to you? The reason for this is a disconnect. It is when our longing for human relationships isn't fulfilled. Despite many social interactions, a person can still feel lonely due to lack of real connection with others. Dealing with loneliness isn't easy, especially when it builds on itself and the feeling is insurmountable. When bouts of loneliness happen, you can call a friend. Seeking help is one of the bravest and most helpful steps you can take to overcome loneliness and the feelings that come with it. Nowadays, there's an increased awareness towards mental health, and one of the self-care methods that you can do is connecting with someone. If you feel that your loneliness is unbearable, seek professional help. Professionals can help you with coping strategies to overcome chronic loneliness. Sometimes, opening up to others is wonderful. That feeling of positive vulnerability. However, this does not mean that you drop all the filters or boundaries that you have set for yourself. Your vulnerability will prompt people to feel comfortable around you and connect with you on a deeper level. Break the solitude and take the initiative. Get out. This is an important act to break the negative mindset. You have to get yourself out there. Engage in proactive activities such as reconnecting with family and friends, building new relationships, or joining a club. Have you noticed that there is a feeling of joy when you're giving back? Volunteering is one way to have a meaningful connection with others. There is a joy when you give back because you feel that you have a sense of purpose. When we engage in activities that benefit others, it can give us a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction that we may not get from our everyday tasks. Volunteering and giving back also provide opportunities to connect with other people who share our interests and values. A sense of community is developed. The key to overcoming loneliness and living a more fulfilling, happier life is to challenge yourself and look for opportunities to build genuine connections with those around you. But how do we achieve meaningful in-person connections? Building meaningful connections can be a long and challenging process, but it's really worthwhile because it boosts happiness and decreases loneliness levels. The more time two people spend together, the more likely they are to create a friendship. As we approach the return of face-to-face interactions, keep in mind that having those true friendships helps to improve both physical and mental health. We can start with honesty. Do you agree with me that the best conversations begin with honesty? It breaks emotional barriers. Be authentic and don't hide in the false and pretentious drama of life. In one of my episodes, I discussed the ill effects of imposter syndrome. The imposter syndrome has stigmatized what it is. Essentially, a universal feeling of discomfort, second-guessing, and mild anxiety in the workplace, in our homes, particularly among women. That episode is worth listening to, especially for women who struggle with feelings of inadequacy, self-doubt, low self-confidence, and confusion. I will provide a link to that episode in the show notes. Sharing authentic experiences can increase empathy levels between one another. Meaningful connections are driven by openness and vulnerability, both of which are best created from honest conversations. Meaningful connections are built off common grounds. Go ahead and seek common interest. A shared love and interest for something can evoke a mutual conversation topic and lead to a deeper connection. Whether it is in the arts, TV shows, cooking, or hobbies, it is worthwhile to explore this with friends. Or better yet, with a family. I know a friend whose family is into camping. They have all the camping gears necessary for their love of camping. It is a worthwhile family bonding that strengthens family relationships. Many families are estranged these days. They live in one room, but they ignore each other. Another way to build meaningful connections is to be mindful of others' needs. Being mindful of others' needs is an important aspect of developing empathy and building healthy relationships with the people around us. It involves being aware of how our words, actions, and behaviors affect others and taking steps to make sure that we are not causing unnecessary harm or discomfort. Listen actively. When someone is talking to you, make sure you give them your full attention. Listen to what they're saying without interrupting or judging them. Treat others with respect and dignity, even if you don't agree with their opinions or beliefs. Avoid belittling or demeaning others, and always speak to them in a kind and courteous manner. Meaningful connections start with building worthwhile conversations. Earlier, I said that families are growing more apart. To change this, have meaningful conversations during dinner time or at any meal time when you gather at the table to eat. Don't tend to your gadgets while at the dining table because mealtime is family time. It's not always about the deepest subject for a conversation, rather the genuineness of your conversation to help you feel engaged and connected. Building meaningful connections with others requires building worthwhile conversations. Asking good questions is a key part of that process because it shows that you're interested in the other person and what they have to say. Be genuinely curious. I'm sure you're able to know through your guts when people are just going through the motions and not really sincere. If you're genuinely interested in what someone has to say, it will come across in your questions. Friendships often happen over time, so be patient. To create a meaningful connection, put in the time to consistently support one another. Ensure that you're open to investing the time into building a friendship. Connecting with others is an important self-care strategy. More than sinking into a warm bubble bath, writing a journal, or meditation. Why? It is important because as humans, we are social animals. We value human connections more than anything else. Hanging out with friends, catching up with family members, or even chatting with a stranger is incredibly beneficial to your health and overall well-being. Never underestimate the empowering effect of human connection. All you need is that one person who understands you completely, believes in you, and makes you feel loved for what you are to enable you to unfold the miraculous you. Thank you for joining me today for this episode. As we close, I realized that I created an episode as a prelude to Women's Month celebration by injecting the importance of women's connection. All throughout the month of March, I will discuss more about women, their abilities, contribution to society, and so much more. You will be in for insightful episodes about empowering women and so much more. See you in my next episode. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time.